But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. This is Nicole. Join me on this adventure as we go from glory to glory.
Hello and welcome back. Thank you for joining me again today. In this teaching, I want to talk about prophecy, the gift of prophecy, and I want to outline for you 15 ways in which you can know if you have the gift of prophecy. Okay? All right, let me pray to get us going here. Lord, I thank you for today. Thank you for your love. Thank you for pouring your spirit out upon us and for bringing us to yourself, Lord, and for freely giving us the gift of the Spirit, which is your presence first. And then all the giftings that come with that, Lord, to bring us into what it is you're asking us to do. I thank you, Lord, for unstopping our ears today so that we could just hear what you have to say in this, and for opening our understanding in the realm of the Spirit so that we can know if this is really for us and if this gift exists inside of any one of us, Lord, that your Spirit will bear witness to this teaching. We thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so the first thing I want to do is start off by saying, what is the gift of prophecy? And we find this in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2. And prophecy there is a Strong's Greek Concordance 4394. It means to prophesy, prophesying, the gift of communicating and enforcing revealed truth. Notice that. Revealed truth. It's not all truth. It's just what God has revealed to you. Okay, in the New Testament, prophetia refers to the gift of communicating and enforcing revealed truth. It encompasses both the foretelling of the future events and the forthtelling of God's will, often for the purpose of edification, exhortation, and comfort within the church. Prophecy is considered a spiritual gift bestowed by the Holy Spirit, as seen in 1 Corinthians 12:10 and 14:1. In the ancient world, prophecy was a common phenomenon, not only within Israel, but also among surrounding nations. However, biblical prophecy is distinct in its origin from the one true God, and its purpose to guide, correct, and encourage God's people. In the early church, prophecy played a crucial role in the establishment and edification of Christian communities, serving as a means of divine communication before the completion of the New Testament canon. So we see that in the word here, the definition of the word prophecy, it clearly says that there are two types. There is one that is given purely from God, biblical prophecy, and then there is prophesying that's coming from the other nations. In this context means the world, okay? And I guess in this reference here, this is talking about divination and false prophetic, which would then not be something that's biblical. And we're going to get into that later. So, what is the purpose of prophecy? We see in 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 3, this is the Amplified Version, but on the other hand, the one who prophesies speak to people for edification, which is to promote their spiritual growth, and speaks word of encouragement to uphold and advise them concerning the matter of God, and speaks word of consolation to compassionately comfort them. Then we see in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, it says, "For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. So when I look at this, what I see is that you can't just randomly come up with a prophetic word for someone. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, has to be the one that is inspiring that message and sending you forth to give that message. Which means that there may be seasons and times when there is not a word for the people. This is just the truth. God can go silent on people, and He does do this. You know, right now in my ministry, Missionaries of Prayer, the Lord has me delivering messages weekly. But I'm here to tell you that prior to that, there was a period of time right before COVID start, back in 2019, when I was silent. I was not allowed to say anything. It was dead silence. I want to say for a good 6 months. I want to say from July to December or thereabouts, January. He wasn't giving me anything to tell anyone. I mean, He was speaking with me personally, for myself, but there was no message for the people. And so, does God speak all the time, every day? Absolutely. You have a Bible. He's speaking all the time. Is He going to give a prophet a word to give you that often all the time? I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it. Though He speaks all the time, there has to be moments when you have to process a message. It's not just coming rapid fire like that, where you don't have a chance to sit and process what is being said, okay? And stewarding that word. We're going to get into that later as well. But I just want you to know, it is God, and it is God's will when a word comes forward from Him. Yes. So now let's talk about the 15 signs I have written here. I'm just going to go through them to know if you have the gift of prophecy. And these are things, if you think about it, if you feel this way or you're seeing this, then there is a high possibility you have the gift of prophecy. I'm talking the one that comes from God. Okay? So, number one, you have a desire deep intimacy with God. You have a deep prayer life. Remember that all prophets are intercessors, but not all intercessors are prophets. So, for sure, if you have the gift of prophecy, there has to be a prayer life in there somewhere. Number two, you hear God speak to you in many ways, right? Because we know there's not only one way that He speaks. Prophecy is just one of the gift of the prophets. But there are other ways too that person can hear God speak. There are many ways that you can receive a message from God. Number three, you're always seeking to hear the Lord on situations. Prophets are always looking for what God has to say in something. Not what the world is saying, or the church is saying, or the pastor is saying, but what is God saying? Number four, you have premonitions or receive information from the Lord on future events that you've seen come to pass. In order for the gift to be there, you have to have a track record within yourself of, the Lord told me this years ago, and here it is, it's happening now, as He said. Not what you heard from others, but what God specifically told you. Number five, if you are a seer, you will see things in the spirit that others cannot see. You may even believe it was your imagination at first. Now, remember, all seers are prophets. Not all prophets are seers. As you learned last week, David had Nathan the prophet and he had Gad the seer, right? Because the way in which the seer gets the messages is visionaries, right? They're visionaries. It's a dream, a vision, open vision, closed vision. Then you can have other prophets who don't get the message that way. The Lord might just speak to them directly, or they're operating through word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and other giftings like that. So, if you're a seer, you're going to be able to see clearly in the spirit. To give you a funny story here, someone in the church that was a new believer, and they were looking for her to get some mentorship and discipleship. So they sent her to me saying, oh yeah, you like prayer? Just go ahead and talk to Nicole about this. She will kind of lead you, guide you along here. So she came to me, and you know, as we were talking and I was kind of mentoring her on intercession, she had mentioned that she was on medications, because she said ever since she got saved, she started to like see things, and she was like, I don't know, there are things that I'm seeing, and I don't know what it is. They're running all kinds of tests on me, and the doctor put me on this medication. So then I said to her, well, what are you seeing? So she says, when I come to church, there are things crawling up the side of the building. You know, they like look like little monsters. And I started to laugh. Needless to say, she was like, why are you laughing? I'm like telling you that this thing is happening to me and I have to be on medication because I'm seeing things. I keep seeing things just pop up in different places. And I said to her, you're a seer. And she was like, a seer? What's that? Because she was just saved like 2 weeks. And the Lord turned on her gift immediately. And she didn't know what that was. And of course, because we were not in a church that believed in the gifts of the Spirit and spoke about these things, she didn't know what it was. So they just thought that there was something wrong with her brain and she was on medication. So I told her, I'm like, you're a seer. You're actually seeing in the realm of the Spirit. And those things that you're seeing are demons. And I'm sure some of them are angels too. So I had to like talk her through that. And of course she stopped taking the medication. Went back to the doctor and is like, did it help? And she was like, yeah, I'm fine. And she stopped it. But at least she knew now what it was. And then she just had to learn how to manage and control that. But anyway, I thought that was interesting. And I wonder, like, how many people are out walking around taking medication because of things that they're seeing. And there's nothing wrong with them. They're just able to see in the spirit, you know? Anyway. Number 6, you are keenly aware that your words have authority and what you speak actually happens. Sometimes you may even be afraid to verbalize some of the things because you don't want to see them come to pass. Other people, number 7, have told you that things you've prayed or said actually happened. Number 8, you are drawn to the prophetic and probably have a lot of dreams and see symbols of eagles quite often. Number 9, you've helped people get free or delivered from situations. Number 10, you have a standard of righteousness and can see many problems within the church that others may not see. Number 11, you feel separated and apart from most people in your church and see the need for deep repentance. Number 12, you generally do not follow other people. You follow God and what He's telling you to do. This means that you are a loner and you may have trouble. You may not have a lot of friends, if any at all. Number 13, you are often misunderstood. Number 14, you are a black and white type of person. There is no in between. Number 15, I hope I didn't miss any. Your deepest desire is to turn people away from sin and towards God. From sin to repentance to restoration. That's it. So, if you are resonating or seeing majority of these 15 points as something that is a part of your life, your daily life, like you're seeing this, there's a high possibility you have the gift of prophecy. And now we can go into talking about how you are going to use that gift. So, what I would like to do, well, let's do this. Let's do next week. What we're going to do is I'm going to give you what is the difference between divination and the gift of prophecy from God. So you have the ability to like see the two things based on this list that I gave you here, and next week the list that I give you there, and you have something to compare the two. Okay. And next week I'll probably also give you two warnings if you are flowing in the gift of prophecy, what to watch out for. Okay. So next week what we're going to look at is a list so that you know what divination is and be able to identify it and compare it to the gift of prophecy that's coming from the Lord, right? I think it's important for us to know the difference, what it looks like, and how to spot it, okay? And that's it for today. I pray you have an amazing week and that you'll just reflect on some of the points I give you here if you believe you have the gift of prophecy. Okay? Bye.